Today's service reminds us once again of Jesus' healing power, a theme that is appropriately reflected in our music. We begin with God loved the world and continue with On Eagle's Wings. This hymn is first presented in an organ prelude arranged by Marilyn Beery and returns as the anthem, played on the piano in arrangement by Douglas Wagner. The opening hymn, Arise, Your Light Is Come, and the hymn after the sermon, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, remind us of God's guiding presence, and the postlude, Fanfare, by Michael Hellman, in my opinion, is reminiscent of an eagle soaring through the sky.
Thank you. As we prepare to worship this day, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. To help us shift our gears as we enter into this time of worship, I invite you to join with me in taking a deep breath. Breathe in the wonderful, comforting strength of God's presence. Hold on to that for a moment, and then breathe out those things that are distracting and disruptive. Allow yourself to rest in God's loving arms as we enter now into worship and focus on our theme for the day, which happens to be Source of Strength. Many of you are aware that, in addition to being rather fond of panda bears, I am also fond of bees. Bees of all sorts, but especially the sort that produce honey. In fact, the bee has become our family trademark, something that started rather innocently when our daughter Jenny was one of four Jennifers in her Montessori preschool classroom. So each Jennifer was given a different designation, and our Jennifer became Jenny B. Well, before we knew it, everyone in the family had a B attached to their name. I was Sue B, and then there was Bob B, and John B, and of course, even the pets were included. So what does any of this have to do with our theme for today? I'm getting there. Because of my love of bees, folks have directed all sorts of bee-related gear my way, including jars of honey, socks and mugs and blankets and pillows with bees on them, and even some books. Included with a recent gift was this fascinating bit of information. Bumblebees are not designed to fly. Their bodies are too heavy for their light and relatively small wings, wings that should not be able to keep them in the air. Yet they do fly, seemingly oblivious to their structural limitations. Because they have not been informed that they can't fly, they do. Obviously, they know their strength. So my question is, do you know your strength? The strength you have access to having been created in God's image, having been loved by the one who died so that we might live. While the strength we possess may not be the kind the world reveres, it is the kind of strength that matters most, especially during times such as these. In Scripture, we find these words in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. We're also reminded that when we are at our weakest, Christ's strength comes to life within us, if we will let it. Seeking to quiet ourselves enough to access this awesome strength, we enter now into worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.